It's Thursday, June 19th, 2025, and here's the latest from the NorthwestNow.net News Center. A float plane was damaged on Mudhen Lake near Siren yesterterday. A heat dome will blanket the area with heat index values passing 100. The clock is ticking on a new state budget, and Harley-Davidson recalls late-model soft-tail bikes. Good afternoon, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the NorthwestNow.net News Center. Here's our top story. A float plane was damaged on Mudhen Lake west of Siren in Burnett County Wednesday afternoon. Burnett County Sheriff Tracy Finch said a caller reported a small plane crash just after 3:15 p.m. on Wednesday, saying the pilot had exited the plane and was on a Good Samaritan's pontoon. It appeared the float plane suffered damage while landing on the lake, and the struts supporting the float plane had buckled. Flight Radar 24 showed the 1979 Cessna 206 Stationair 2 had departed from New Richmond earlier Wednesday afternoon. The pilot, 79-year-old Craig Johnson of Hudson, was not injured, police said. Federal aviation officials were notified of the crash. Federal aviation officials were notified of the accident. Summer will make a dramatic entrance in the U.S. this week with a heat dome that will bring stifling heat and uncomfortable humidity to millions. The heat will be particularly worrisome this weekend across wide stretches of Nebraska, Illinois, Wisconsin, and Iowa, where forecasters are warning of extreme temperature impacts. This will be the first stretch of true summertime weather for many from the Midwest to the East Coast, according to meteorologist Tim Kynes of AccuWeather. The super conditions will stretch into next week, and the humid conditions will make it feel extra toasty. The National Weather Service issued an extreme heat watch from Saturday afternoon to Sunday evening, with heat index values reaching 108 degrees. Anxious lawmakers are convening under heightened security in Wisconsin's state capitol, one of the most publicly accessible state houses in the country. The session day Wednesday came less than a week after a legislator in neighboring Minnesota was shot and killed and other lawmakers were targeted. The tension playing out in Wisconsin and other states after the Minnesota killings pits those who want to keep state capitals as open and accessible as possible against those concerned about increasing threats and acts of violence against office holders. Numerous states took action this week to protect personal information of lawmakers after the targeted shootings of two Minnesota state lawmakers. Amid increased security at the Capitol, both chambers of the Wisconsin legislature held moments of silence Wednesday for the victims of last weekend's political violence in Minnesota. Here is State Senator Majority Leader Devin Lemahue.
Political violence is never the answer. We need to solve our differences through legislation. Our thoughts and prayers are with the families affected. We're happy and thankful and grateful for the efforts of law enforcement in Minnesota for their swift action.
Vance Belter, the man who faces both state and federal charges in the assassination of a Minnesota lawmaker and her husband and the wounding of another lawmaker and his spouse, has Wisconsin connections. Belter and his wife have previously owned property in the state and incorporated two businesses here, a security firm and a religious ministry, neither of which are still in existence. The clock is running to complete work on the next state budget. Bob Haig takes a look.
Joint Finance Committee co-chair Senator Howard Markline remains confident.
It's our goal to get a budget passed and hopefully before the end of this month.
With two Senate Republicans voicing misgivings about the budget, JFC Democrat Senator Keld Royce says it's time to compromise.
And that means coming to Democrats. We are here. We are willing. You know, we don't have to get our way on everything.
If the new budget isn't in place by the end of the fiscal year, at the end of this month, current state funding levels would remain in place. At the Capitol, Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Harley-Davidson is recalling thousands of its motorcycles. Ted Allen has the details.
The Milwaukee-based company says over 82,000 soft-tail motorcycles built between 2018 and 2024 are affected. A recall report filed earlier this month with the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration states that a rear shock adjuster mounting tab could fracture and possibly touch and dig a groove into the rear tire. That could cause the tire to quickly lose pressure. Owners of the motorcycles can expect a letter later this month from Harley-Davidson informing them of the recall. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network.
That's the latest from the NorthwestNow.net News Center. I'm News Director Carl Cooley. Have a great Thursday.